The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Chris, you reckon you found me the perfect job. I'm not quite sure if this means you want to get rid of me or you're actually looking out for my best interests here.
Well, I'm thinking you could do this one part-time. So maintain your job doing breakfast radio.
You have my attention.
But this feels like something you would want to do regardless of pay. We're back on cats again. Yesterday we were talking about you and Charlie and your love of wine.
Enjoying wine, yep.
Yep. So we need to re-establish your love for cats. It's not just Charlie, it's cats in general, is it?
Any cats. Like last night I came home and Fluffy, our next door neighbour's cat, was on our doorstep and I was like, all right, I'll just stay out here for a little bit and pay you for a while.
What was Charlie's thoughts when you walked into the door smelling like another cat?
Oh, yeah, he wasn't happy. But, like, I am the cat whisperer in our neighbourhood.
Oh, yeah.
They love me.
You chat to them, do you? Well, I can believe that. I was sitting at my desk yesterday afternoon about half hour before we were meant to finish and I'm hearing just cat noises coming from your computer. What were you watching over there?
I did apologise before
you said, sorry for what's about to happen.
I was just watching a mother cat
just
interacting with its kittens.
Learning a new language, were you?
Yeah.
Well, there's a job going at an Irish veterinary clinic, Jules. They're looking for someone to be a professional cat cuddler.
Awesome.
Here's the requirements of the job. You will need to have gentle hands capable of petting and stroking cats for long periods of time.
I do that very well.
You reckon you've got you've got the qualifications?
Yeah.
Have you been formally trained in cat cuddling or is it just something you've picked up?
It's just it just came naturally.
Just a life skill.
Yeah.
Jules, I'm going to warn you about this, though. I know I've brought it to you saying, hey, this sounds like a wonderful job, but I my very first job out at school when I was only like 12 years old was working at a veterinary clinic, and I thought it would just be walking the dogs, feeding the dogs, and patting the cats. No. Sick animals
but this one
make
is.
A filthy, dirty mess. Are you sure it is, Jules?
Yeah.
How do you know you're not cleaning up their poop?
No, because you've got to be... You're there, like the vets do their jobs. You're there purely like before and after surgery to calm them down.
Oh, so you're like the post-surgery cuddler.
Yeah. I'm down with that.
I don't know.
The job's paying up to $28,000.
What about on a slow day when they haven't done that surgery and there's not many cats that need cuddling and they're like, oh, Jules, sorry, our poo cleaner's off sick. Do you mind doing this?
Of course I wouldn't mind.
Yeah, but then it becomes a regular thing, Jules. That's how it goes. And then they try and cut back on costs. So they fire the poo cleaner and then you're suddenly the cat cuddler / poo cleaner.
Nah.
You don't mind?
No. Nah.
Oh, all right, you can have that for yourself. Anyway, so yeah, maybe if
cats
you can...
Cats are clean anyway most of the time.
If you can commute to Ireland after work each day to cuddle some cats.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's a perfect job for you.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.